好，请把圣经翻到新约使徒行传啊，就在福音书之后，使徒行传第十五章一到十一节，那找到了，请听我念。使徒行传第十五章第一节，有几个人从犹太下来，教训弟兄们说：“你们若不接受，你能不能不按摩西的条规条受割礼，不能得救。”保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就规定，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神从他们所行的一切事。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。使徒和长老聚会商议之事，辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我的口中得福音之道，而且相信知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。又接着信洁净了他们的心，并且不分他们我们。现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在他们的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩和他们一样，这是我们所信的。读经，我们感谢神，让我们能够有他宝贵的话语。这时候我们就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是见证的最大难处。那我们请弟妹姐妹来为我们翻译。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The local church is very important to God.
地方教会对神而言是非常重要的。
Out in the world, Satan is God.
因为在这个世界的王呢是撒旦。
He controls the world out there.
撒旦就控制这个世界。
Inside the church, Christ is head.
但是在圣所里头呢，圣所的头呢是基督。
Because everything, every ministry, every person in the church is supposed to obey the word of Christ.
因为在圣所里的每一样事情，每一个事工，每一个人呢，都要顺服基督的话语。
Of course, God and Christ will always be ultimately in control of the earth as well.
那么当然，我们知道神和基督呢，最终呢，他们是掌管整个世界的。
But the Bible did say that the God of this world is the devil.
但是圣经也告诉我们，这个世界的王呢，是魔鬼。
And so, when you are out in the world, you are in the devil's territory.
所以当你去到就是去到圣所外，就是到了世界的时候呢，你就进入了这个撒旦的地狱。
When you're
撒旦的领域。
When you're in the church, you are in the home of God.
然后你到了教会呢，你就进入了神的这个家庭。
And that is why the church is very important to God and to us.
所以教会对神而言，对我们而言呢，是非常重要的。
This is supposed to be a safe place.
因为教会呢，对教会呢，应该是一个安全的地方。
This is supposed to be the home of brothers and sisters in Christ.
是基督里的弟兄姐妹的一个家。
We have our home outside.
当然我们在教会以外呢也有我们的家。
But the church is our greater eternal home.
但是教会呢是我们更大的而且是永恒的家。
Because in the church, as brothers and sisters in Christ, death cannot separate us because of Christ.
因为在教会里面呢我们作为主内弟兄姐妹的死亡是没有办法拆散我们的因着主耶稣基督的缘故。
But in our home, if every believer in the home, if everyone in the home is a believer, then that's like the church.
那如果在你自己的家庭里面呢，每一个家庭成员都是基督徒的话，那么你的家庭就像教会一样了。
But if everyone is not a believer in that home, death can separate us.
但是如果这个家庭里面的成员呢，并不是基督徒的话，死亡就能够拆散他们。
That's why church is a very important part of our lives.
所以教会对我们的生命来说呢是非常重要的一部分。
Sometimes when we witness outside, we get hurt.
有时候我们为主做见证的时候，我们受到了伤害。
We get discouraged.
我们感到灰心了。
But in the church, we encourage one another.
但是到了教会呢，我们彼此的勉励。
And so, what do you think Satan will do? To the church.
那你想想看，教撒旦会如何的来带这个教会呢
？Satan will try to disturb the church.
那么撒旦他会对付教会，他会来影响教会。
He does so by creating problems in the church.
他会在教会里面呢掀起一些问题。
And so in Acts chapter 5, we have the problem of sin of Ananias and Sapphira.
那么我们就看到使徒行传第五章呢，我们就看到教会里。有问题了，比如说我们看到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的这个问题。
That was the first record of sin inside the church.
那么这也是教会里面有记录以来第一个犯的罪。
And then in Acts chapter 6, we have the administrative problem inside the church.
那么第六章呢，我们就看到教会里头行政方面出现的问题。
In the distribution of the food.Some widows were neglected.
那么在分配这个食物的粮食的时候呢，有些寡妇就被忽略了。
These two problems will continue to exist.
那么这两个问题呢，会持续的存在教会中。
In the case of sin, we have to exercise sanctification, which includes church discipline.
那关于罪的方面呢，我们就必须不断的洁净，这也包括教会的纪律行动。
In the case of administrative problems, we try to improve in our administration so that no one will be neglected.
那么在行政方面的问题呢，我们就要不断的改进，好叫没有人会被忽略。
And so in the case of sin, we admonish and we rebuke.
所以在罪的方面呢，我们要不断的谴责，要不断的斥责。
In the case of administration, we try to make sure that everyone's help need.Is ministered to.
那么在行政方面的问题呢，我们就要确保每一个人的需求都能够得到满足。
And so we provide a lot of fellowship groups and Bible studies.
所以我们就有就主办了许多的这个查经班，还有这个团契。
In Acts chapter 15, we have a new kind of problem.
但是到了第十五章，《使徒行传》第十五章呢，我们又看到了新的问题。
This is the worst kind of problem.
而这个问题呢是最糟糕的。
I call this the biggest problem in witness.
那么我觉得呢，我就称之为见证的最大难处。
This problem is recorded for us in chapter 15, verse 1.
那么这个问题呢，我们在十五章第一节就看到了。
There were certain men which came down from Judea.
有几个人从犹太下来。
And then they started to teach the brethren.
他们就开始教训弟兄们。
Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved.
他们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，就不能得救。
This was a very serious attack on a very important doctrine.
那么这样的一种说法呢，是对于一个非常重要的教义的攻击。
Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is good, but it is not enough.
他的意思就是说呢，你相信主耶稣是好的，但是还不足够。
By this time, Gentiles and Samaritans have already entered into the church.
那么到了这个时候呢，我们看到有许多的这个撒玛利亚人和外邦人呢，他们已经进入了教会。
This incident occurred in the city of Antioch.
那么这起事件呢，就发生在安提阿这个地方。
This was the city where they sent out the first missionary team of Paul and Barnabas.
那么这个地方呢，也是他们差遣了第一批这个宣教士的地方，也就是保罗和巴拿巴。
And so Satan wants to destroy this church.
所以撒旦呢，他就要摧毁这个地方的教会。
Sin could destroy it.
当然我们知道罪可以摧毁教会。
But when we admonish and rebuke, we fix it.
但是如果我们继续的谴责罪的话呢，我们就可以解决这个问题。
Either the person repent or the person is disciplined.
也就是说呢，犯了罪的人呢，他们会因为这个谴责而忏悔，或者他会受到纪律。
Bad administration can be fixed by improvement.
那么行政方面的问题呢，可以改进然后解决。
But when it comes to heresy that is false doctrine, how do you fix that?
但是如果来到错误的这个教义的话呢，我们要怎么样去解决呢？
Acts chapter 15 teaches us how.
那么使徒行传第十五章呢，就教导我们要如何解决这个问题。
That's why the book of Acts is very important to us. It teaches us how to deal with problems in the church and live inside the church.
那十五章是非常重要的，因为它教导我们，我们要怎么样解决教会中的问题，然后怎么样可以融合的相处。
These were probably Jews because they were called people from Judea.
那么这些人呢，说这些话的人呢，他们应该是犹太人，因为他们是从犹太下来的。
That's where Jerusalem, the mother church, came from.
因为这个也就是这个母教会呢，就是在那里设立的，也就是在耶路撒冷。
Remember at this time, all the epistles that we read a lot and love a lot did not exist.
那我们要记得呢，在那个时候呢，这些使徒所写的这些书信还是不存在的。
All the books from Romans to Revelation did not exist.
当时候呢，从罗马书一直到启示录的这些书和经书和书信呢，还没有出现。
That means it was very easy for the devil to put into the church heresies.
也就是说呢，撒旦这个魔鬼呢，很容易呢就可以把异端邪说呢放到这个教会去。
Circumcision had always been very important to Israel.
那么对于以色列来说呢，割礼是非常重要的一个仪式。
This was given to the people of Israel by God as far back as the time of Abraham.
是神呢，在亚伯拉罕的时代呢，就赐给这个以色列人的。
And then Moses was given the sacrament of the Passover.
那么神赐给摩西的呢，是逾越节的这个
And then Moses said, "If you are not circumcised, you can't take the Passover."
那这个逾越节的这个圣礼，那摩西就神就告诉众民说，如果你没有受割礼的话呢，你就不能够来领受这个逾越节的这些东西。
That's why the Jews invoke the name of Moses and not Abraham, even though Abraham received the first circumcision from God.
所以我们看到，虽然亚伯拉罕是第一个领受这个割礼的这样的一个命令，就是从神那里领受割礼的这个命令，但是我们看到这里犹太人呢，他们引用的却是摩西的规条，因为摩西就是的规条说明了，如果你不受割礼的话，你就不能守这个逾越节。
The Passover was a mirror image of the Lord's Supper.
那我们知道逾越节其实就是到了新约呢，就是这个圣餐了。
It reminds us of salvation in Christ.
那么它提醒我们的就是在主耶稣基督里的救恩。
And therefore, if you do not have circumcision, you cannot partake of the Passover. That means you cannot have salvation.
那如果你没有 就是行这个割礼的话，你就不能守这个逾越节，也就是说你没有救恩。
Probably this was their way of reasoning.
所以这可能就是他们当时的人呢，他们犹太人呢，他们的想法。
So this was a very serious attack.
所以这是一个非常严重的攻击。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is good, but not enough to save.
因为他们的意思就是说，相信主耶稣基督是好的，但是并不足以拯救你。
You must add to it the very old Christian way, plus circumcision.
也就是说呢，你除了相信主耶稣，你还得行割礼。
That's what they said. You cannot be safe.
这就是这些从这个犹太下来的人他们教训弟兄的话。
When doctrines are attacked, your mind and my mind will get confused.
那么当教义受到攻击的时候呢，我们就会开始感到混淆。
That's why it is so important for you to be grounded in God's word.
所以我们必须非常认识，深切的认识神的话语。
When you are grounded in God's word, you really have the mind of God.
因为如果你很深刻的了解神的话语的话呢，那你就是有了神的这个心思了。
And whatever doctrine that is preached to you, you just use the Bible to check and evaluate.
那不论什么人呢，他们教导你怎样的一个教义呢，你只需要用这个圣经来作为一个参考，来衡量说这个教义是对的还是错的。
It was more difficult at the time because they did not have most of the New Testament.
但是我们知道，在那个时候呢，对这些人来说是非常困难的，因为当时候他们有许多的这个新约的经书还不存在。
Comparatively speaking, it is easier for us today.
所以相比之下呢，对于我们来说呢，是较为容易的。
Because we have the completed Bible to teach us, to educate us.
因为我们有完整的圣经来教训我们，来教育我们。
At this juncture of the early church, they did not.
但是在早期的教会呢，他们却没有一本完整的圣经。
And so Satan was very cunning.
所以我们看到撒旦非常的狡猾。
He used Jews from Jerusalem, mother church.
他们使用了来自耶路撒冷这个母教会的犹太人。
He used the name of Moses. Everyone respected Moses.
使用了每一个人都敬重的这个摩西的名。
And then they gave the doctrine, you cannot be saved.
来攻击这样的一个教义，说你不行割礼就不能得救。
So if you do not understand the meaning of circumcision properly, you do not understand the meaning of Passover properly, you will be deceived.
所以如果你对行割礼和守逾越节没有正确的了解的话呢，你可能就会相信这样的一个教义了。
These people are very clever and cunning.
我们看到这些人非常的狡猾，非常的聪明。
When we went to America, the Americans speak English better than us in Singapore.
那当我去这个美国留学的时候呢，美国人讲的英语呢，比我们新加坡人讲的英语来得好。
And they are also very, very cunning in their use of words.
那么他们在语言的使用上呢，也是非常聪明的。
We had a professor who taught us the Old Testament.
那么我有一个教授呢，就教导我们旧约。
He had a very good reputation as a very strong scholar.
那么他的声誉是非常好的。因为他是一个很出色的这个学者。
He started by telling us that I believe that God created the world out of nothing.
那么他就开始的时候，他就告诉我们呢，说他相信神是在这个创造世界的时候是从无有到有的。
By that statement, you would assume that he is on God's side and on your side.
那么他所说的这句话呢，你可能就会觉得说，哎，他的这个立场跟我们是一样的。
And then he started to teach from the book of Genesis.
那么他就开始从创世纪来教导我们。
Then he began by telling us, based upon these arguments, you cannot use the Genesis to teach that God created the world out of nothing.
可是呢，他就给了我们一些理论，告诉我们说，根据这些理论呢，你不能用创世纪来教导说神是从无有创造了万物的。
As he began to say that, he began to qualify again. But I believe God created the world out of nothing.
但是他还是不断的强调说，我仍然相信，神是从无有创造了万物。
And then we asked him, "Can I say that God created the world of nothing?" From the book of Hebrews, he says no.
那我们就问他说，那我们可以不可以从这个希伯来书来证明神是从无有创造了万物呢？
One verse after another was presented to him. And every verse he says no.
但是他说不可以，那我们就引用了不少的经节，很多处的经节来告诉他如何证明这一点，但是他都说这些经节没有办法证明。
But then he said, I believe God created the world out of nothing.
但他还是强调说我还是相信神是从无有创造了万物的。
But all the Bible verses that support the doctrine, he says no.
但是所有证明这一个教义的经节呢，当我们呈现在他面前的时候，这个教授却说不是的，这些经文并不能证明
这一点。 So on one hand he said that he is on God's side.
所以呢，我们看到他一方面呢，他说他的立场是神是从无有创造万物，也就是我们的立场是一样的。
By saying no to all the doctrines, all the Bible verses, he is basically on the devil's side.
但是呢，另一方面呢，他却说，神的话语本身并没有办法证明这一点，那么他就是站在魔鬼那一方了。
And then with his reputation of a scholar, he used this to confuse and deceive the students.
那我们记得他是一个非常有名的学者，那么他这样的一种理论呢，就混淆了很多很多的学生。
So devil used the Jews from Jerusalem to come.
所以我们看到撒旦呢，在这个情况下，他就利用了来自耶路撒冷的这些犹太人。
Not Jews from other parts of the Roman Empire, not good enough from Mother Church, Jerusalem.
而不是从其他罗马帝国来的这个犹太人来攻击这个教义，而是他就利用了来自耶路撒冷母教会的这些犹太人。
And many of us respect people with title and authority.
那么我们很多人呢，对于那些有名分或者是有权威的人呢，都非常的敬重。
So Satan wants to deceive this church, deceive you.
那么撒旦呢，他要欺骗教会。
What do you think is the best way to do so?
那么他用的最好的方法，你认为是什么呢
？Come in as a member or come in as a pastor.
是进入教会成为会员，还是进入教会成为这个教会的牧师呢？
You respect pastor more than you respect members.
那么当然你尊重这个牧师多过你尊重一个会员。
And then he comes in with his training.
那么他是经过培训进来当这个牧师的。
And so you think he's your pastor, he's not supposed to hurt me.
那么你就想说他是我的牧师，他不会伤害我。
He's supposed to take care of me.
他应该照顾我的。
He's supposed to teach me the truth.
他要教导我真道。
And yet,That's exactly what Satan has done to many churches today.
但是撒旦就是用这样的方式呢，攻击了许多的教会。
Some of them even come from FEBC to make it even more difficult for us to discern.
那么有些这样的牧师呢，甚至是这个远东神学院的毕业生，他使我们感到混淆，没有办法分辨。
Because we think that if they are from FEBC, they must be good.
因为我们会认为说从远东神学院毕业的这些毕业生呢，他们应该有很好的这个培训。
You know that the ones who kicked out Reverend Timothy Toh were all from FEBC?
那你是否知道呢，那些把杜祥辉牧师踢出这个生命堂的这群人呢，他们都是从远东神学院毕业的吗？
You know that the people who attacked the Perfect Bible were graduates of FEBC? They were our students.
那你知道那些攻击圣经认为圣经并不是认为圣经存在错误的那些人呢，他们其实都是远东神学院的毕业生，他们都是我们的学生。
The biggest problem in witness is heresy, false doctrine.
所以我们知道呢，见证最大的难处就是异端邪说，就是错误的教义。
Because false doctrine will immediately create the next problem, conflict.
因为呢，错误的教育会立即产生另外一个冲突。
Conflict within the church will always be based upon relationships.
会产生另外一个问题，也就是教会里面的冲突。
Unless you have a very clear mind and be objective, because this is doctrine, God's word.
那么教会里面的冲突呢，就会影响人与人之间的关系，除非你很清楚呢，你所争辩的这个呢是同教义有关。
If you are not clear in doctrine,You will choose based upon friendship and relationship.
那如果你对于这个教义并不清楚的话呢，你会选边站，就会通过你 的人际关系，就是你的友谊，或者你对你跟那个人的关系呢，来选边站了。
You will think that the problem is between person A and person B.
那你就会认为这个问题的所在是人和人的问题了。
Satan will deceive you into thinking that it is between person A and person B.
那么撒旦就会来欺诈你，让你以为呢，这是一个人际关系的问题，而不是教义的问题了。
But when it comes to doctrine,It's not about person A and person B at all.
但是当我们讨论教义的事情的时候呢，是不存在这个人际关系的。
The doctrine is God's word.
因为教义是神的话语。
These people were attacking God's word.
这些人呢，他们攻击的呢，是神的话语。
They were talking about circumcision, Passover.
他们所谈论的呢，是割礼，是逾越节。
So therefore it is between God and the devil.
所以呢，这个在谈论这个教义的时候呢，是关乎了神和魔鬼的。
And so when you look at person A and person B, you must always look at the doctrine, not the person.
所以当你在讨论这个问题的时候，你的专注点应该是教义，而不是涉及这个讨论的人。
And you ask yourself, who is on the side of God and who is on the side of the devil? Because the two doctrines are opposing each other.
那你就要问自己了，如果当这个教义呢彼此冲突的时候，你就要问自己说，这个人呢，他是站在神的一方，还是站在魔鬼的一边呢？
If you forget this, you will make decision based upon relationship or fellowship.
那如果你忘记了这一点的话呢，你做出的决定呢，就是以这个人际关系作为根据了。
The moment you do that,The church will split.
那么当你用人际关系来决定这个教义的话呢，整个教会就会被拆散了。
That kind of split is bad.
这样的一个问题呢，是非常严重的。
But when the split is based upon choosing God or choosing the devil, right doctrine or wrong doctrine, that split is good.
但是如果因为教义的问题呢，清楚的选择你的立场的话，导致这个教会分割呢，这样的一种情况呢是好的。
Doctrine separate the children of God from the children of the devil.
因为教义呢会使神的儿女和魔鬼的信徒呢分别开来。
Doctrine separates true believers from false believers.
因为教义会使真信徒和假信徒分别开来。
Because Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice."
因为主耶稣基督说，我的羊听我的声音。
So when you preach the word of God, you defend the word of God, those who are God's children, Christ's disciples, they will be happy to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当你教导神的话语，你捍卫神的话语的时候，那些真正相信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们会非常高兴能听到神本身的话语。
Those who are unbelievers are called goats. They don't understand. They can'tBelieve because they do not have the Spirit of God in them.
那么那些就是不信主耶稣的人，他们被称为山羊，的一群呢，他们是没有这个圣灵帮助他们来了解神的话语的，所以他们没有办法理解。
The doctrine will expose them for what they are.
那么教义呢，就会揭露他们真正的身份了。
Either they stop what they are doing and be convicted.Or they will leave the church. That kind of leaving is good.
那么他们只有两种选择，一种呢就是他们听了道之后呢，他们悔改；第二种呢就是他们要离开这个教会。那么他们的离开呢，是他们这样的离开呢是好的。
Remember, Satan was sending people to destroy the church witness.
因为我们要记得，撒旦呢会差遣他自己的信徒呢进入教会来摧毁教会。
At the end of this episode.Either the Jews from Judea repent and stop their false teaching, or they will have to leave.
所以在这起事件当中，十五章记录的这起事件当中呢，来自犹太的这几个人呢，他们不是忏悔悔改呢，就是要离开教会了。
Thank God for Paul and Barnabas.
我们要感谢有这个保罗和巴拿巴。
If they have kept quiet.These Jews from Judea would have convicted and convinced them of their error and heresy.
因为如果保罗跟巴拿巴他们保持沉默的话，这些来自犹太的人呢，他们有很有可能就是说服教会里的弟兄姐妹关于这个错误的教义。
Paul and Barnabas challenged them.
那么保罗和巴拿巴就挑战这些人。
And the Bible said that the challenge was no small dissension and disputation.
那么圣经就告诉我们，保罗和巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论。
It was a very fierce argument.
是非常激烈的这个辩论。
And they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question.
那么众门徒就定规叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人呢，为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。
And there was no conclusion. They said, "Let us go to Mother Church and let the most spiritual people, the apostles and the elders, let them tell us what is the right doctrine."
因为这个辩论呢没有结论，所以他们就决定说，不如我们到耶路撒冷的母教会去，让那些非常属灵的使徒和长老来为我们做一个结论。
This incident is the pattern for the Presbyterian Church government.
那么这个就是我们长老会治理教会的一个方式了。
The Presbyterian Church government teaches us get the most spiritual people in the church to lead us and to teach us right doctrine.
那么长老会的治理教会的方式呢，就是要让这些非常属灵的这些领袖呢来领导我们，来教导我们正确的这个教义。
And that's what they did in verse 3.
那我们看到第三节他们这么做了。
On the way there, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria.
那么他们到耶路撒冷的途中就经过腓尼基还有撒玛利亚。
And then they continued to preach the salvation and conversion of the Gentiles.
那么他们就继续的传说这个外邦人归主的事。
And many of the brethren there received the news and they were very happy.
那么那里的众弟兄呢都非常的欢喜。
And when they arrived at Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and the elders, and then they declared all things that God had done with them.
那么到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。
Paul and Barnabas testified of what they experienced during their first mission trip.
那么保罗和巴拿巴就述说他们在第一次的宣教之旅中，所经历的。
The first mission trip is recorded for us in chapter 13 and chapter 14 of the book of Acts.
那么第一次的这个宣教之旅呢，就记录在《使徒行传》第13和14章。
After they shared their witness and their testimony of how God saved the Gentiles, now it was the turn of the Jews from Judea to present their case.
那么当保罗和巴拿巴他们分享了自己的经历，也就是神如何通过福音来拯救外邦人的这个经历之后呢，就轮到这个从犹太下来的这几个人呢来呈现他们的说法了。
You see this in verses 4 and 5.
那我们就从第四和第五节看到。
Verse 4, Paul and Barnabas give their testimony. Verse 5, the Jews give their testimonies.
那么第四节我们看到是保罗跟巴拿巴给他们的证词。那么第五节呢，就是那些来自犹太的犹太人了。
Verse 5 tells us that they were not just ordinary Jews. They were Pharisees.
我们知道呢，这些犹太人呢，他们并不是普通人，他们是法利赛教门的人。
Pharisees were people who knew the Old Testament very well.
那法利赛人呢，他们精通这个旧约。
So Satan will use the best to disturb the church with doctrines.
所以我们看到这个撒旦他会使用最好的人呢，来摧毁这个教会的教义。
That's why the best way to deceive the congregation would be to send in bad pastors and bad theologians.
所以呢，要摧毁一个教会呢，撒旦的最好的方式呢，就是差遣这个不好的牧师或者不好的神学家进来。
So what did they say?
那么他们说了什么呢？
That it was needful to circumcise. That's number one.
第一呢，他们说必须给外邦人行割礼。
Same as chapter 15, verse 1.
跟十五章第一节一样。
Salvation by circumcision, that's salvation by good works.
那么他们认为呢，行割礼才能得救，这个就意味着呢，他们是要靠行为才能得救。
And these are no ordinary works, these are good Christian works ordained by God.
那当然我们知道这些行为并不是一般的行为，而是行割礼，这个行割礼是神所预定的一个 神给的一个命令。
Do we not have the same today in some Christian churches?
那么在今天的这些有一些教会呢, 也是有这样的一个问题的。
Or rather churches that call themselves Christians.
或者一些自称为基督徒的教会。
Roman Catholics, they teach this.
比如说, 天主教堂, 他们就教导这样的一个教义。
There are some other churches who also teach the same.
那么有些其他的教会呢, 也是教导这样的一个教义, 就是靠行为的。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is good, but not enough.
他们就,
you must complete it by circumcision, in our case, by baptism.
那么他们就, 教导说, 相信主耶稣基督还不足够, 你还必须行割礼才能得救。 那么在现实今日呢, 这些教会, 这些不好的教会呢, 他们教导的就是说, 要靠洗礼才能够得救。
Second, you must now keep the law of Moses.
那么他们说的第二点呢, 就是他们必须遵守摩西的律法。
This is the legalistic way of salvation.
这是他们认为呢, 必须这么做才能够得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is good, but you must also do Christian works to complete your salvation, not as evidence of salvation.
他们认为呢, 相信主耶稣是不足够的, 你还必须, 做, 基督徒应该做的事情, 比如说遵守律法。
Do you know that many years ago, we have this same issue in Pandan Church?
那么你知道很多年前呢, 在班丹教会里面, 我们也面对着同样的问题。
There were a few deacons in our church in the past who taught that to be a Christian, you must obey the Ten Commandments.
那么有当时候有一些教会的执事呢, 他们就相信说, 你必须来遵守这个旧约里面的十诫。
Just like what these Pharisees taught, to keep the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments.
就正如这些法利赛人所说的, 要遵守摩西的律法。
The whole young adults were infiltrated and affected by them.
当时呢, 整个 这个年轻的团契呢, 都被他们所影响。
We're talking about the English congregation, not the Mandarin.
那我们说的是英文部的情况。
And then they went around telling people that if you break three of the Ten Commandments, you cannot, excuse me, you cannot be saved.
那么他们就到处说教导说, 如果你破了十诫中的三条诫命的话, 你就不能得救。
They say that you are not a Christian.
他们就说, 那你就不是基督徒了。
Where did it say in the Bible?
可是圣经里面有哪一处这么说呢?
Do not have.
从来没有。
The Bible says if you break one of the Ten Commandments, you break all Ten Commandments.
圣经反而告诉我们说, 如果你破了其中一条诫命的话, 实际上你就破了整条十诫。
They came and they said if you break three, you lose your salvation.
但是这些执事呢, 他们却 教导人说, 你破了三条诫命的话呢, 你就失去了你的救恩。
Inside our church.
而这些人呢, 恰恰就来自我们自己的教会。
Thank God that we caught them before they continue to do more damage.
感谢神, 我们在, 他们继续破坏教会之前呢, 就发现了他们的行为。
The BOE took them to task.
那么长老理事会呢, 就, 对他们采取了行动。
They refused to repent.
但是他们不愿意悔改。
What they did was to take the entire young adults fellowship with them, and the whole young adult fellowship left the church.
那么他们最后呢, 就带着整批的这个年轻成人团契呢, 一起离开了教会。
This was inside our church.
这就恰恰发生在我们自己的教会。
Please do not think that Satan only attacked the church at the beginning and now he has stopped.
所以你不要以为撒旦只是在, 早期的教会攻击这个教会, 然后他已经停止了他的作为。
The only way to protect our people is to instruct them in God's word.
所以要保护我们的会员呢, 就是要指导他们有关神的话语。
Remember, when you do not know enough of God's word, you get confused.
因为如果你对神的话语认识不足的话呢, 你就很容易混淆。
You choose between personalities, people, and not God and the devil.
那你就会根据人际关系来选择你的立场, 而不是根据神的话语或者是魔鬼的手法。
Doctrines are always between God and the devil.
我们要清楚记得教义呢, 是关乎神和魔鬼的。
When I was a student in FEBC,
当我还是远东神学院的学生的时候,
the BP movement faced a similar problem.
那么读信圣经长老会运动呢, 也面对着同样的问题。
Some younger BP ministers say it is okay to speak in tongues.
那么有一些读信圣经长老会的, 这些教牧呢, 他们就认为说, 说方言是没有关系的。
It is okay to infiltrate and not separate.
我们可以跟其他的基督教派呢融合在一起，我们不需要分别为圣。
And Reverend To and Dr. To say, no, you can't.
那我们两位杜牧师呢都觉得都认为说不可以，你们不可以这么做。
And so you have two groups, the younger pastors, bigger in numbers, and then you have Reverend To and Dr. To.
那我们就看到他们分成了两派，一派是只有两个人的，也就是两个杜牧师，另外一派就是年轻的这些教这些牧师。
And then I remember Kwek Kok Chiang, the moderator of the BP Synod then, went up to speak.
那我就记得当时候呢，这个
Kwek Kok Chiang.我
有一个姓郭的牧师，他就上台。
He was the moderator.
当时候他是调解双方的一个角色，他就上台发言。
I will never forget what he said.
那我就永远不会忘记他所说的话。
He said, "I am now forced to choose between my best friend, Reverend To, and my son, because his son was the leader of the young pastors."
那么他的儿子呢，就是属于那批年轻人数众多的那批年轻的牧师，那么他就说，我现在被迫要在我的好朋友，也就是杜祥辉牧师和我的儿子之间做出选择。
And then he sat down. He did not decide then.
然后他没有说出他的选择，他就坐下来了。
Few weeks later, he decided on the position of his son.
那么几个星期后，他就决定呢，选择站在他儿子那边。
What was the real issue?
那么在这个问题上，真正问题的核心到底是什么呢？
It was not between his best friend and his son.
问题的核心就在于他的选择不应该是在好朋友和儿子之间做选择。
The issue was between God and the devil.
那问题的核心是在于神和魔鬼之间。
The Bible of biblical separation, the doctrine of biblical separation is clearly taught in the Bible.
因为圣经里面清楚地教导我们分别为圣的这个教义。
The tongues of the charismatics are the way of the devil, not the way of God.
灵恩派说方言的这样的一个方式呢，是撒旦的作为，并不是圣经所教导的。
When you do not realize that you are choosing between God and the devil, you will choose based upon personalities.
因为如果你没有意识到呢，如果你没有你毫无意识去选择神或者魔鬼的话呢，你最终呢就会根据人际关系来做出选择了。
When we defend the perfect Bible and those who attack the Bible with mistake, it's a decision between God and the devil. It's not a decision between personalities.
那么，当我们捍卫神的话语，捍卫圣经是完全的时候呢，当我们面对这个敌对的一方的攻击的时候呢，我们就要意识到呢，这是神与魔鬼之间的一种征战，而不是人与人之间的征战。
That's why every attack on the doctrine is every believer's business.
所以任何攻击教义的这个事件呢，都是我们作为基督徒应该关注的。
You cannot sit on the fence and say, I do not want to decide.
你不能作为一个骑墙派，然后说我不要做出决定。
They are attacking God's word.
因为他们攻击的是神的话语。
By attacking God's word, they are attacking God, your heavenly Father. You cannot sit there and say, "Never mind, I don't want to decide."
那么他们攻击神的话语，就代表他们攻击神，也就是你天上的父。你不可以坐在那里说，我不要做出决定。
By saying, "Never mind, I don't want to decide," you have chosen against God.
那么当你说没有关系，我不要做出决定的时候呢，你实际上呢就是与神对抗了。
How can you sit there and not decide when God, your heavenly Father, is under attack?
当你天上的父，你的神被攻击的时候，你怎么可以坐视不理呢？
Wrong doctrine will result in conflict.
那么错误的教义就会导致教会里的冲突。
You and I must know that the conflict when it comes to doctrine is between God and the devil.
那我们要清楚地意识到这个教义引起的冲突呢，是关乎神和魔鬼之间的。
And the best solution is to know the Bible.
那么最好的解决方式呢，就是要了解圣经。
That's what they did from verse 6 to verse 11.
那我们从第六到第十一节就看到使徒们这么做了，他们了解
圣经。The apostles and elders, the most spiritual, came together to consider the matter.
那么使徒和长老就聚会商议这事。
When there had been much disputing, that means a lot of back and talk argument.
那么辩论已经多了，也就是说他们彼此的争辩。
Peter, one of the leaders of the apostles, rose up and said.
那么使徒中的其中一个领袖，也就是彼得，他就起来说。
Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth.Should hear the word of the gospel and believe. That is the experience he had when God called him to go to Cornelius's house.
他就说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。那么他所分享的这个经验呢，就是哥尼啊，神差遣他去向哥尼流传福音的这个经验。
And God, which knoweth the hearts, know experientially.Bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as He did unto us.
他继续说，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
Because Cornelius and the family, when they accepted Christ, they also started to speak in tongues.
因为哥尼流和他的家人，他们接受主耶稣基督之后呢，他们也开始说方言了。
Speaking tongues is the experience of someone who is filled with the Spirit of God.
那么当时候呢，当一个信徒呢，他被圣灵充满的时候呢，他就会说方言。
These tongues are real languages.
而这个方言呢，是真正的语言。
Not the nonsense of the charismatics.
而不是现在灵恩派他们胡乱说一些听不懂的。
Because Peter and those who were with Peter said that what we witnessed in Cornelius's home was the same as what we also saw in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost.
然后彼得就说呢，他们在哥尼流和家人的身上所看到的见证呢，正如他们在使徒行传第二章所经历的一样。
And there is no way you can be filled with the Spirit of God without first being indwelt or baptized with the Spirit of God, salvation.
那你如果没有被拯救，没有接受主耶稣基督的话，圣灵就不会住在你的心里，那你又怎么可能被圣灵所充满呢？
That means Peter was saying,The Gentiles are also 100% saved at that point in time because Cornelius was not circumcised. Cornelius did not follow the Jewish culture.
那么彼得要说的是呢，哥尼流作为一个外邦人，他并没有行割礼。那么他在接受主耶稣基督的那一刻呢，他没有行割礼，但是他却100%的得救了。
And that's what Peter said in verse 9. God put no difference between us Jews and them, the Gentiles.Purifying their heart by faith, they will save 100% just like us.
那么彼得在第九节说，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
Why do you now want to add on by forcing them to be circumcised and follow the law of Moses?
那么既然他们不行割礼也百分百的得救，那为什么现在你要把这个行割礼的这个仪式强加在他们的身上呢？
Why do you want them to turn them into Jews and observe Jewish culture?
为什么你要把他们变成犹太人去遵守犹太人的文化呢？
That's what Peter concluded in verse 10 and verse 11. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believeThat through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they.
那么彼得就在第十和第十一节做出了这样的结论。他说：“现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。”
The way to deal with heresy is always go back to the Bible.
要怎么样处理或者对付这个异端邪说或者假教义呢？那么最好的方法呢，就是用圣经。
Teach the word of God.
教导神的话语。
Remember, when it comes to doctrinal conflict, it's a matter of between choosing God or choosing the devil.
那要记得呢，当你面对这个教义方面的冲突的时候呢，你的立场呢，你的决，它是一个关乎神和魔鬼之间的选择。
Not to choose is to choose against God as well.
那如果你不愿意做出选择呢，其实际上就是对抗神了。
Because Jesus says, if you are not for me, defending me, you are against me.
因为耶稣在圣经里说，如果你不是帮助我的话呢，你就是对抗我的了。
Problem of sin, problem of administration, we can deal with.
罪的问题还有行政方面的问题呢，是我们人可以，是我们可以解决的。
And we must deal with them.
这些问题呢，都是我们必须去处理的。
But the problem of heresy is the worst kind.
但是异端邪说呢的问题呢是最严重的。
And if you do not know the word of God well enough, you're going to make the wrong choice, and your spiritual life will be destroyed by it, because you have chosen the side of the devil.
但是如果你对神的话语认识不足的话呢，你的灵命就会被破坏，那你因为你就会选择站在魔鬼那一边。
Imagine Sunday school teachers telling your children, the Bible has mistakes. What do you think will happen to the souls of your children?
那你试想想，如果这个查经班的这个儿童主日学的这个老师告诉你的孩子说，这个圣经里面有错误，那你可以想想你的孩子的灵魂会遭受到怎样的一个下场。
Why would our children believe in the Jesus that is taught to us from the Bible with mistakes?
你会想说我们的孩子为什么要相信圣经呢？圣经里面是有错误的，那么圣经教导的这个耶稣为什么我们要相信呢？
Why would God want to bless that kind of teaching that says that he makes mistakes?
那神为什么要去就是祝福这样的一种教导呢？
But that's what these churches are doing.
但是我们现在看到很多的教会都在这么做。
That's why it is so important that you know the Bible.
所以我们要认识圣经，这是非常重要的。
So that you will not be deceived by heresy.
好叫我们不要被异端邪说所欺骗。
Every doctrine is about choosing between God and the devil. Please remember this.
我们要记得呢，每一个教义呢，都是在神和魔鬼之间做选择。
Even if your son, your father, your mother, your pastor, the moment they choose a wrong doctrine, you cannot be on their side.
即便是你今天你的儿子你的父母或者你的牧师呢选择站在魔鬼那一方的话呢，你也要清楚的知道你不能跟他们一起。
All doctrines is a choice between God and the devil.
每一个教义呢都是在神和魔鬼之间做选择。
Choose wisely, dear friend.
所以我们要明智的做出选择。
Make sure you are prepared by studying the word of God diligently.
我们要确保我们自己呢努力的来读圣经，了解神的话语，做好这个准备。
So when the time comes for you to choose, you will choose on the side of God.
好叫我们面临抉择的时候呢，我们会选择站在神的那一方。
Rest assured, there'll be more attacks to come from the devil.
我们要知道呢，这个魔鬼肯定会继续的攻击。
We have to be prepared and be ready before it comes.
我们要在攻击事件发生之前呢，做好万全的准备。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有怜悯恩典的天父。
Be merciful, Lord, to protect us.
求主怜悯保守我们。
Help us, for we are weak, but thou art strong.
求主帮助我们，因为我们是软弱的，你是刚强的。
Help all of us to be good students of thy holy word.
帮助我们来好好的读你的圣洁的话语。
So that when the next attack comes, your people will be discerning and be ready to make the right choice.
好叫我们已经准备好来应对下一个攻击，你的教义的事情。
Help them to choose the side of God and not the side of the devil.
帮助你的儿女来选择站在你的这一方，而不是魔鬼那边。
Preserve and protect thy church all the days of her existence until the Lord returns.
求主继续的保守你的教会，直到主耶稣基督的再来。
Grant to us discernment and opportunity where we can witness to our friends and loved ones and family members who have been deceived by the devil.
帮助我们有这个分辨能力，并且帮助我们来向我们那些被魔鬼撒旦蒙骗的亲人呢，要向他们做美好的见证。
Use us to help them see and understand the truth.
求主使用我们，帮助他们来看见真正的真道。
Use us, O Lord, to deliver them from the bondage of deception so that they may return to the light.
好叫你能够使用我们呢，帮助这些被蒙骗的人呢，回到光里头，回到就是通往天堂的正轨。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.